Amazing, we are here together. Amuna is our future with weeks of unity focused souls. We are in the weeks of Sfiras HaOmer. Thank God, after a beautiful, beautiful Pesach, uplifting, inspirational. And we have to say thank you, Hashem, as the first statement for our reaction, our feeling. And at the same time, the contradictions of a right heart, left heart, a heart of joy, a heart of sadness, a broken heart. We have to mention and dedicate this class to the D family and Rabbi Leo D. We have already heard a lot of feedback in the last few weeks, and it's been a very challenging time, especially being that around the beginning of the year, Cheshvan, after the Muna Tour 2022, in fact, even during it, I was already moved to Efrat. So I was in the location where this all happened, and I had the merit to be part of this beautiful community there, in Shirat David, and now Zayat Ranan. I've been definitely praying there a few times and seeing the specialness of all the people over there. It was very intense during Pesach to go from such a chayrus, such a light that we all experienced, Lael Seder, hopefully, in the whole world, literally the air experienced. You know, you can even see on YouTube Live, we have the Jordan Air right here. And we're able to rise up, fly into our position of success, not just dunking the basket, but hopefully bringing with us a tremendous bounty of spirituality and love, connection to our family. And then already Erev Shabbat, for many people, it was still the second day Yom Tov in the rest of the world. And for us in the Holy Land, it was Chol HaMoed, the first day. We were unfortunately entered into mourning and continued that process with the passing not only of the two daughters at Erev Shabbos being murdered, but the D family suffered a further tragedy with the wife who we were all praying for in a previous Amuna class. Unfortunately, she passed away, Leah, and we should have her mind, her soul. And Rina and Maya, we should have in mind their souls and all the D family who's had an aliyah. I heard a beautiful thing in the shul yesterday by Rav Shlomo Katz and Shirat David. We were about to pray, I believe, Maariv, Arvit, together. And one of the Avelim from a different family, for a different Avelis who's been leading the davening there, mentioned they heard from a rabbi the concept that when a soul has unfortunately gone through such a tragedy, like we're mentioning here, we experience an aliyah, not only for the family and for the souls specifically who were murdered. They go up to a very high place, the Kedoshim, these people that were murdered and killed. Their souls go to the highest of places just for being Jews who were murdered, living in the Holy Land, beautiful souls. They themselves were uplifting, inspiring people, tremendous loss for them, for their family, for all of us, for all of Klai Yisrael, for the world. And they go up to this high place in heaven, not that we understand fully, but this is the concept. And there's an aliyah, an elevation of the whole family, the D family, the community, and specifically Rabbi Leo D has also had an aliyah. And everyone who's been listening to his words has experienced the power and the Amunah. We remember we're all here about talking about Amunah. This is someone who's living Amunah. And not just that, he's sharing Amunah and he's making an Amunah revolution in the world through the merit of his righteous wife and daughters who went up as Kedoshim, and in the merit of all the Am Yisrael who can relate and connect and comfort, all the different people who came to Menachem Avelim during this time, all the tefillahs that we did. We went and prayed Hallel and did pray together, Chol HaMoed, Tripol, Refuah, and then we had to be in a situation again of Shiva, especially after the Chag, all the way till I think yesterday was the last day. And we are now in the sphere of Hod Shubha Gavura. This happens to be my grandfather's yahrzeit, Yitzhak Ben Shmuel Cohen, we should have in mind. It's also a Sadik's Yom Yoledet, who I had big time with, Rav Simai Zilberberg, he should be blessed with Arichas Yom Vishonim. And we're dedicating this 101st, 102nd class of Amuna, because I'm not sure exactly where we're at, by all the good people and you know, all the people that are sadly passed, Brock Dynamis, in the past few months. Too many, way too many, and we dedicate to their souls and comfort to those families. And we also dedicate Lahavda Ben Chaim Chaim Tefuah Shlema Avra Bas Chana to, of course, our host in our studio in Yerushalayim, Rav Sholem Ben Yemna. And we will be going ahead in this class to learn a new light in a practical way, giving us the encouragement during these Sfira days, these days of mourning for the Jewish people as on a whole. The 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva passed away because they weren't on the highest level of love, on such high level people. There was a bigger demand that they have tremendous avos as well. And so we're in a time where we're going to fix that. And that's the focus of the class. Fortunately, the YouTube just went down. So we're just going to get that back up, please God. Let's see if we can still go live on the YouTube. Okay, we're resuming the live feed there. Sorry about that. Okay, we're back on the YouTube. Thank you. Thank you, Hashem. It came back. Yeah, never know surprises. I do need to get a new phone at some point for this opportunity to be able to give over these beautiful teachings. We need to have a phone that doesn't get stuck or just like it did go down. So thank you for joining us again. Hope everyone's hearing us on our Facebook Live, Instagram Live, YouTube Live. Share this, be involved. And remember, we're dedicating this class also to your merit. For all the people that don't get to live in the Holy Land, live in the Holy Yerushalayim, you get to join in and share these Emunah classes weekly. And everyone should hopefully have an Aliyah and elevation during this special time. Also to Gedalia Sanyach, Dinabin Gedalia. And we appreciate everyone's dedications. Our people now partnering on MunaLive.com. And it's a tremendous help, especially now after the Chag. Myself, and I'm sure many others, are struggling a little bit after an expensive festival like Pesach nowadays. And thankfully, we were at home. It was beautiful. And we had everything we needed. And we lived very simply, but it's still an expensive time for everybody and everyone. So we wish everyone a renewed blessing. We just had the key challahs my wife made, and that opens up new doors of shefa, new bountifulness, abundance. And this is the mindset we need to have, a new abundance. Remember, you can always reach out in all the descriptions, the links, and make it happen. Unity bookings, everything there. And also, Pol Yeshuas. Ah, again, the phone. We all need Yeshuas. Everybody needs Yeshuas. Some reason the YouTube's having fun over here. We'll get it going again, please God. Thank Hashem. Ah, it's working again. So the Yeshuas we ask you to dedicate to is to Zerah Shimshon, the Zerah Shimshon. You can dedicate your names there as well. We have new classes every week from Efrat. Great opportunity for everybody to partner with a new organization, new opportunities that will share Torah and Emunah global with blessings from the Rav and blessings from all of us. We need to keep growing Torah in the world, and we need to create more unity in the learning. So now let's go ahead with all your wonderful feedback. And yes, Shalom Rabbi. This is referring to Eli Goldsmith's class, my class last week. We spoke focused on Mashiach. We're feeling a very big awakening of the light of Mashiach after everything that we've gone through in Pesach and the Chodesh Nissan. There's an eighth Ratzon as we spoke, tremendous will of Mashiach. Nissan Asidin Agal, it's a time of redemption. So someone wrote, yes, we need Mashiach, Baruch Hashem, with hearts and everything. Then someone else wrote, please, let's go. They're saying, yes, let's go for a Fu Hashem for Avorish. We want to be able to host him in New York, Miami. There's people reaching out en masse, wanting to have the Barrett, Baltimore. People want to host the Rav, so keep davening for Shalom Ben Yemna and partnering so we can make that happen. Hopefully after the 3 weeks is a possible opportunity. And the more there is an interest, the more it's likely to take place, and the more we can have the Rav with full health and the Refuah Shlema and Rav Dain Elgod also to be able to attend. You should have the blessing, and myself as well. Ranenu Siddiqim Ba'Hashem Mashiach now, someone wrote. Hashem created a beautiful man, love and light. Kavod HaRav, I love you, Rav. Yes, people keep writing again and again on the videos how much they love the Rav. And on the shorts, they're going viral somewhat. Shalom HaBrochus, Yom Tov LeKulam. Yes, the Pesach Bois, Baruch Hashem, were very successful. Baruch Hashem, I was most in effort to make sure to be posting during Pesach, not to lose that opportunity. Thank you for YouTube. Anyone having a problem on YouTube can always go to Facebook Live or Instagram. And if this is after the class, you can go to the podcast, Brothers of Israel, or to Facebook, Instagram. We'll have the full video there. We even managed to get it up in parts, hopefully, on TikTok. Break it up into parts. Baruch Hashem. Every single app that's available that's worth posting will post, please God. So if there's any issue on YouTube, just go there. But it looks like it's going, Baruch Hashem. Hashem should keep helping us weiter. Hashem created a beautiful man, as we just said, a Shalom Abracha. Yes, the Pesach post, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi, Shabbat Shalom, Rabbi, Shabbat Shalom, blessings. Yes, the shorts have gone viral, I wanted to mention. So whoever's sharing them over there, I think Russia's been a big audience, which is interesting because we have a cruise this week for Nissan Black coming up on Sunday, I believe he's joining the cruise and performing there. There will be the Turkey part of the cruise in Istanbul. And Nissan Black, I helped to book that for Unity Bookings, helping bring Nissan Black global, student of the Rav, Amuna Music Global. So keep checking out all our Unity Booking stars, creatives, speakers. We've got a long list, a growing list, and Nissan Black definitely is shining out there. A lot of Amuna music, so check it out. And as I said, May, June, there's some openings, so reach out. May Hashem continue to bless you, Rav Oresh. I love you, Rav. Amen. Mashiach now, Me'amuna, the Amunas, Me'amuna, Suda. We had a tremendous celebration, the transition from matzah to chametz. Beautiful tradition from Morocco, and that's a good point. The Rav now is in Morocco, so if there wasn't an Amunah class this week, it's a lot to do with the transition from Pesach to the Zman, and Rav Dan Elgrod wasn't available, as well as now Rav Shalom Morris is not available this coming Sunday. So please share the past classes. We'll post those past classes again, the past playlists, and hopefully a week from Sunday we'll have the Rav back in the studio in English, Rav Dan Elgrod, and we'll be preparing hopefully for classes all the way through the Sfira to Shavuos, and then for the Amunah tour preparations after the 3 weeks. Shabbat Shalom, rabbis. Yes, saying nice things. I love Israel. Always big festivals for our future king. Count me in. I feel honored and blessed to be part of something so great. Shalom. Thank you. Tzadik Ador. That's what someone wrote. They called Rav Oresh the righteous person of the generation. Yes, everyone has their feelings and connections to different tzaddikim. We have the Yanuka, there's lots of Siddiqim nowadays, Baruch Hashem, but Rav Oresh is definitely shining out in our generation, and we should keep praying for his gezunt, his health. Are you saying to bring in Shabbat an hour before Sunday? Yeah, this is the questions now. So we did the feedback, thank God, and Baruch Hashem, I do have people who bring in Shabbos early. There's a big list of questions, which we're going to have to wait another week on Sunday, but keep sending them. I'm trying my best to process them and get them to Rav Dan Elgrod by email at least, and then hopefully we'll get answers either here online or through email or through the online platforms. I'll try to give a basic answer, whatever I can do to help. And we have here Muna. Yes, don't forget these beautiful, beautiful magnets. Amunah, Hashem always loves it. Everything will always be good, and it will only get better and better. This is Amunah. This is the Amunah that we have in Amunah, and this is the key during these weeks. How can we not count Sfira without Amunah? The whole, as the Rav said, the Haggadah begins with Amunah, and the Sfira Sa'oma begins with Amunah. It's the key. Arachamani Yachazalano, Vodis Beis Amid, that you want Hashem to return the revelation of his place of service in the fullest sense with the base of Migdash, the true happiness. Keep praying, keep davening. As a Shlomo Katz, we have to scream out for this Mashiach Dekalai that we spoke about last week. Check out last week's class, very important. And here we have true happiness. Don't forget, we also got the quote there on the back, and he goes into it, and all the other wonderful booklets on Breslov.com. We're constantly pushing that out there, that light. Share them, share all our wonderful books. Please God, we're pushing a new light very much, what we're going to learn now, and we're going to get into the teachings. We have a spare copy here for anyone who wants to reach out direct. And how are they sharing Amunah? How are they helping share these classes global? We need to get the message global so we can undo a lot of the difficult tragedies and pain that the world's going through. As Rabbi Leo D mentioned, all the different activities that are going on, or Shlomo Katz has posted live now, there's so much push for proactive, energized group effort. Even tonight, Shir David, Rav Ephraim Goldberg flew in special from Boca Raton community shul there to give chizuk to the Leo family, one of his students, Rabbi Leo, and also to the community at Shir David. He's going to be speaking there in a frat tonight in Shir David. Recommend anyone who's hearing now live and can get over to come. Be very special with Shlomo as well, and another rabbi from America who's a rabbi for Rav Leo. We basically are wishing everyone a Rikas Yom V'Shalom, long life, and we're going to hopefully spend many, many weeks and months and years together learning these beautiful books. So let's go. Learning that leads to action. When a person learns Torah, this is page 298, A New Light, So it's Omer, there's nothing better when you're in a time of Hod, you're shining with the Gevurah, that you have to, what's the biggest Gevurah, the biggest strength in the world? The Az of Torah and the Az of Tefillah. We have to focus in on what life's about on the soul level and bring a big awakening of spirituality. We'll discuss it a bit more shortly, but let's just learn a little bit from Avraham's book and then we'll get to this concept of focusing our souls on unity. When a person learns Torah, he must make sure to receive and derive judgments of truth from everything that he learns, i.e. guides us to be upright behavior, whether for himself, herself, or for others over whom he has authority or responsibility. I prefer to use that language. This applies to every individual in accordance with his decree of authority over other people. Once again, responsibility, whether there are many or few. A person attains the ability to do this by means of his emunah in the chachamim, in the sages. By means of that, he can receive and derive judgments of truth, upright behavior from everything he learns of Torah, so he can have a big hashpah on his sphere of influence. I'm just changing the translation, not into it. A big influence on his circle of influence and know how to act regarding every mana. This is based on the Kuti Yetzes, Talmud Torah, based on the Kuti Maron, in the first part, Torah 61. Great is learning, for it leads to action, says the Gemara in Kedushin. Right now we're in Daf Yomi. We will be there hopefully in not so long. We're all completing Sota the next few weeks as we climax the Sfira days. We'll already hopefully make a Siyum in Sechta Sota, and eventually we'll get to Kedushin. Now that you understand that all you lack in order to change is the work of the will, you must learn how to build and arouse your will. Interestingly, Gedalia Spencer just posted a class all about the power of will yesterday, so everyone's tuned into the same focus that we need to have right now. As it says, great is learning, for it leads to action. It creates will. You must know that you arouse your will by learning the Torah, as Rav Oresh will explain. The learning I'm speaking is not restricted to learning engaged by masters of Torah and scholars. It is the kind of learning that's relevant, accessible to every single person. Without exception, man or woman, scholar or simple Jew, adult or young child, the Holy Torah is broader and deeper than the sea. So everyone has access. This is a universal reality, learning Torah. Rav Oresh's books are universal, universal Gan Emunah. The teachings of Torah, pure Torah, are universal. It's not just for the Jewish people, and it's not just for intellectual people. It's not just for wealthy people. It's not just for people. Torah is for everyone, for all of humanity, and the awe of Torah should go global. That's the concept. So you'll say, what about Shomer Torah mitzvahs, Jewish neshamas, B'nai Noach, the non-Jewish neshamas? There's obviously, there is differences, and we're in a world where nowadays you have to be careful how we speak about the differences. The concept is that everyone has their own unique mission, every single person, every nation, and we have to tune in together. This is a unity concept we're going to go into now. This concept of focusing together during these weeks to undo the lack of honor that was given to each other, but to respect each other's differences, to bring out the preciousness, the unique difference that's in every single person. And we all are struggling with this. There's no better time right now in Parshas Metzora, Tazria Metzora. It's a double Parsha, which already is about unity, combining two Parshas in the Torah, two sections of Torah together get bound in this, we redouble. And the idea of Tazria Metzora is about Shemiras Olashin. And we have to work on how we speak, but the key is to really work on how we think. And this is what we're learning. We're going into the inner level, the will, how we conceptualize, how we feel. And if we have a good will, a strong will, to guard our mouth, to look good on people, to think good on people, to bring out the best, as we said, use the right eye to focus on the good and the left eye to work on yourself, not to judge people negatively. This is the kind of energy, we mentioned that from Simcha Bunim, who tortures that important teaching. But the idea that we have to, with Rabbi Nachman Schuss, with Nachman Ben Fagan, Nachman Ben Simcha, the idea of bringing a Zama Lakai Ba'odi, the Nekudas Tovas, that's why the Sfiras HaOmer, it's accounting a little barley offering that happened on the second night of Pesach. The idea, this little offering, defeated all the negativity of Haman HaRasha, all the negativity of all the people who are against us, all of history, and they come up against us, and these evil murderers that made such a negative impact have now been turned around with the power of us focusing on the Nekudas Tovas, on the path of peace, on the path of Torah, and the path of unity. And that's what Rabbi Leo has done an unbelievable job. And everyone in the world is hearing his messages, is hearing the truth of the soul of humanity, that we are, in essence, we are good, except for, there's a few souls of certain nations who need to be dealt with. We talked about that in other times, Amalek. But other than those specific people, like the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, we have, and today, interesting, is also Yom HaShoah. So we have to remember all the lost soldiers, all the lost souls, 6 million of them in the Shoah. But there has to be, and obviously there was a certain evil there that needs to be destroyed. But majority, 99, hopefully, percent of humanity is good. And we have to tune into that goodness in all of humanity, and specifically in our family and our friends and our sphere of influence, and draw out that unity focus, the ability to tune into the what you can do together, what you can build. So for example, in this studio, I want to do classes here, would like to bring guests and make a whole situation like we had in the past. Right now there's some blockages. I can make issues, I can make fights, power grabs, all this kind of stuff. I'm not going to. We're going to go on the path of unity, keep going ahead with this weekly Amuna spot right now. If guests want to come, they can reach out to me and we'll make an expanded version of this spot that I have. But to bring it together with the Rav, we have to keep praying. Because whatever, there's blocks to do that. And it's not about focusing on that. It's focusing on the fact that what we can do. Thank God the Rav will be back here teaching. And we'll hopefully have again guests. And hopefully we'll keep developing, growing. And we're growing the Zohar Shum Shum. We're growing all these Unity bookings. All these other wonderful speakers. With Don Elgar is also available for booking. You can reach out. He's going to be hopefully joining the Efrat community for Shabbaton. He himself will be there in a few weeks. And also Rabbi Yonatan Galed we hope to bring one day. And all the other beautiful staff of Brez of Israel. As well as all the Unity bookings people. We want to expand the energy, the influence of good. The people who look at the good, bring out the good. This is a unity process. What the Rav once said about all his students that have left Brez of Israel, he said that it's okay. Like, it's not about them all being under his umbrella. The main point is they're sharing Amuna Global, Rabbi Lazer Brody, Rav Dror Moshe Kasuto. There's no bitter feelings. It's about now sharing Amuna in their own way with their own path of how to do it. And thank God I'm still with the Rav, so I have the merit to actually hear from the Rav himself and work with him and support his institute, AmunaLive.com. You can partner now. But the concept is a unity focus. Same in the Breslov world. There's lots of different groups. We're not in competition, Behemoth. We're here to help each other. Gedalia gives very generously to Breslov.org. And they should be blessed. Rav Chaim Kramer and all his chevra. Everyone should be blessed, yeah? We've got new people coming up. Isaac, we mentioned Isaac, if you're checking out, looking up. Podcast, beautiful Isaac Kassin. And we have other wonderful people. It's a growing opportunity. We have all the other Torah platforms, Torah Anytime, Chazak, big friends of ours. And we always appreciate Chazak's work together, Yaniv and Robbie and all the wonderful staff, all the wonderful classes, all the wonderful Rabbonim. We work together with these wonderful people. And there's so many other new developing Torah Live. There's so many amazing platforms of sharing Amuna. It's a unity project. It's ultimately a unity inspires project. It's all of us to inspire unity with the thoughts, how we think about our will, how what we want. We want a unity experience. We want united souls. Put out a new extract just this week on united souls. And the main focus, other than my book, is also Rabbi Leo. And these classes, we're going to hopefully push forward with that. With Don Elgar, we mentioned the united souls extract. We want to push forward with what we have and what we can do. Develop it, grow it. Asay Tov. Rabbi Manis Ruben once said to me when we had some classes that went viral. This was a bunch of years ago. I was videoing him in a place called Chappelle's Dachinam, and it went viral, the videos. And it was twisted in such a way by an influencer in the not good way that to be against him. And there was a lot of Tomo at that time, and I wasn't so online personally. I still had a dumb phone or whatever. So people were trying to phone me and get hold of me and his family and try to get the video sorted out. And I was very worried that I'd, God forbid, damaged his career or his ability to do what he has to do, even though Baruch Hashem, now we know, he's the most popular YouTube rabbi in the world. But back then, there was a bit of concern, and about that journey that he was on and speaking in hotels, they were starting to get nervous. So he got hold of me through his son, and Zalman, and he said to me, Asay Tov, Asay Tov, Asay Tov, keep going forward. Don't worry about all this. He made an apology or whatever. It all got sorted out. But the point was, those videos, my intention was just to share his light. They got twisted. It wasn't my fault. That wasn't my intention. So he just tuned into the good, good. Just keep doing good. And that was one of the stories, many stories of Rabbonim and Tzaddikim. They're pushing us, our souls, to keep focusing on the good. That's the key. We're experiencing it in real time right now. Rabbi Leo, I saw one of the videos on Facebook. He still wants, you know, Arabs to come work in his house. It's not like he's hating on Arabs because of what happened to his family. It's the opposite. He always had good, trusting relationship with the people that he had in his home, and whether they were Jewish, not Jewish. That unity focus is awesome. That is the key. Especially with our own people, we have to be even more careful to be unity focused. The world's watching us, and we have an opportunity. Right now, there's an ability. We don't listen to music. So there was an album came out, thank God, just before Pesach, you know, before the Isur of Sirius Omer. And so someone might ask, well, what about sometimes on the stories, we've got music or in the background? So Rev Dain Elgod Paskin, for anyone out there, that we could be Mako. And this album that came out was NF. And I put the song Happy behind a bunch of our posts, and he's not a Jewish hip-hop artist like Nissan Black, but he is incredibly talented. I spoke to Nissan Black about him, and he says he's mummish beyond his lyrics, and thank God they're clean, and he's sort of pushing down on some of the superficiality of the music world, the Hollywood world, and it's something we can all learn from his music, and it's an opportunity for everyone out there to hopefully to work together with music and to realize that there is clean music in the mainstream industry and it can do well, and support that, encourage it, grow it. And I think NF's one of those guys. So personally, we are allowed to share it during Suicide Omer because of the heter of getting Torah global, even during this time of mourning. Obviously, it's not the focus on the music. It's in the background, but there is permission. So if anyone has had any questions, we are allowed. Let's go ahead. Says Rav Shalom Orosh, the Holy Torah is broader and deeper than the sea, yet at the same time accessible and fitting for everyone. The ultimate unifier, Torah, whatever level he is on, because it's not hidden from you, it's not far from you, it's not in the heavens, and it's not over the sea. That's based on Devarim. And it's very important. The whole Tanya is based on this pasuk, the Korah Mod. The Torah includes all wisdom, concepts, and advice to guide, instruct, and steer every person on his way. Fortunate are we, and fortunate is our portion, that we live in a generation which all of us are wise and all of us are understanding. Based on our Haggadah today, I mean, we just had the Haggadah. We shouldn't forget all the light we got from Pesach, the matzah, the wine, the simcha of Pesach as well. Today, every person knows how to read and write. Books are freely accessible and available, and the authors of our time, even the computers now, had a freedom, right? They got AI right now, and Elon Musk is definitely warning us. We had a bunch of classes, AI, we put it out, the Kiddush Club as well, the AI, we have to be very concerned about what's coming, and we have to pray for Mashiach now, in my opinion, but either way, we have to really pray and be careful with the coming developments of technology, make sure that we're only tuning into truth and facts and not some distorted AI version or some deep fake version. And the authors of our time have accomplished wonderful things in the composing books that are informative and clear, written for everyone in the simplest language, including these books. Yeah. In addition, books today, and also now we have audio books, and you have online, Amazon, all the different ways, Kindle. You can get hold of everything. Emuna, Gan Emuna books are online, as many are slowly getting them all online, but in the meanwhile there's a bunch already. God of Emunah, Universal God of Emunah, check it out, share it, make sure people know about it, that it's online. And obviously all these online classes, the podcasts, we now have the ability to do video on Spotify. So we've been doing that for a while now, and there's a Shimshon's also gone video. We're trying to keep constantly updating all our platforms to where people are at, people on Instagram, people on TikTok, on Reels and Shorts, and we have to be there with the shorter form content and also this longer form, which is a really, if I would go longer with a guest, I'd like to do a full hour, but in the meanwhile, half an hour is already pushing it because they really want me to only be 10 minutes. So we only got a few more minutes. I'm going to round off this class with this. Is us simple for a person to find wealth or of material books, other publications, chapters and books, or discs? Discs are old school already. So you know, we have to update that, the idea of podcasts and links and all the different amazing online audios. And please, everyone, just share them. Dealing with every topic that he wants to work on. In previous generations, there was poverty and scarcity. Everyone could afford to buy books, and everyone has a phone now, almost. Every person can afford a phone. And there's any way of getting the book for free. I can't afford it. Yes. So I mentioned, if you're sharing Emunah Global, if you're sharing this and you can write it in an email to me, le.goldsmith@brezov.co.il. Also share the Emunah Torah to your community. You may write about how you're doing that, how you've done it, how you've accomplished, who you've impacted, and then you'll give us your shipping address and we'll send you a free copy. Okay? So that's Yossi, no problem. And anyone else, hopefully another week, we'll give someone else another opportunity. But once again, that person has to send me this email. If they don't send the email, I'm not sending the book. So it's up to you to send me the email and prove that you're sharing Emunah Global. Not everyone can afford to buy books, and books in general much less available. In some cities, there was one full set of Gemara, and people needed to wait to borrow volume. And when they did so, they needed to leave a large deposit with the owner, a Picadon. It was so valuable. Moreover, the books are physically hard to read. The writing was crowded, unclear, and the text contained all sorts of errors. But today, in our generation of abundance, everything is available. And now, culture came. But culture came. You can even write on a computer, just Google, and you've got every single source. I was trying to look up the source I had for last year for the Torah Shulchan Aruch. I actually didn't find it in the Torah Shulchan Aruch. I actually went and found it in the Torah itself. So it's good still to actually take the book off the shelf and actually look it up. But it was so available, the Torah Shulchan Aruch in Jerusalem. I just went, the most beautiful set, and I pulled it off, and I found it in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh about how we have a siman for Pesach and the whole year for all the Chagim and coming up, please God, Shavuot, and how Pesach is connected Avram and Shavuot's connected Yitzchak. As I mentioned, now we're in a time of Gevurah, Yitzchak. We have to have the determination, the strength, to self-restraint, to hold back of Lashon Hara, bad speech, to think bad about people, Chas V'Shalom, to talk not good about people. We have to tune in to the good. This is the focus. Yitzchak is focus. I mentioned that one day Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, will be spashet, will spread out over the whole world. And I mentioned in the previous class that the Yushalayim is spread out over all of Eretz Yisrael. So it's in our eyes, Basayan. It's in our eyes. The brown is that brown, the green part is that Yushalayim is Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the whole world. And the intense black part, the focus, and we have to use that place of Avodas Hashem to focus in on the soul, on the Neshama Shabo. That's the idea. The more we do that, the more unified everything will become, just like that Basayan, the eye of a human being. It represents unification, the whole world, all the land unifies and back to a circular form. So concept, all the surrounding seas of love, of whiteness, of love, the connection that will be there in our life. This is the Ava, this is the love, the Ava Sisrael, that's surrounding us all the time. It's just up to us to tune into it. We have to use our eyes. Our eyes are teachers of how to look at people, to tune into the chesed, the gevurah, the tiferes, the different parts of humanity, to tune into the kindness and to use judgment carefully on the good and except for ourselves, to work on ourselves, and the tiferes, to know the truth, to stand with truth, to be rachamim, to be a bar rachamim, to be havrachmana. Yeah, we all need so much mercy. So that's the idea. So therefore, since books are so available, so we have the Rachmana himself. Shem himself has made him his pashet, his Torah, just like the Kedusha, the holiness of this land. The Torah has mispashet. The ability to access true wisdom is available. And that is one of the benefits of the internet. It's the benefits of globalization in a pure way, in the panemius of the globalization, the inner level of globalization, is for us to focus in on the soul level. And that's why it's so important. That's why I'm doing this book, United Souls and Unity Books. I want to bring awareness and awakening of the soul level global. We have to bring it into music. We have to bring it into art, into creativity, to bring it into the workplace and how we do business. We have to bring it online. We have to make sure AI doesn't, God forbid, remove the soul level of humanity, but to constantly strengthen the soul level as a way of fighting back this non-human development that's getting stronger and stronger and more powerful. We have to make sure that the human element of soul is the key to this whole victory. We have to realize that. A person who wants to learn about a particular subject can easily get material, therefore acquire books and take initiative and learn them. So you can get the Garden of Emunah series at brezov.com. You can reach out to us with Zera Shimshon, any kinds of books. Let's learn Torah. Let's get it global. It's up to us together to build this. I need you. You need us. Come unity. It's not an alone story. We've mentioned this many times, but the concept during these weeks of Sfira, we have the ability to tikkun, masakin the 24,000 souls, to fix up all those souls, tikkun olam, to make a tikkun of all the souls of humanity right now. If you're learning Torah, it spiritualizes every soul because every soul is connected to the Torah. Hashem looked into the Torah, created the world, and all the souls of the world are inside the Torah. There's 600,000 Jewish souls on a core level, and within that, there's millions surrounding that, and then there's millions of nations surrounding that. And by us learning the core part of the Torah and the Torah Shabbat Peh, we fix up, we spiritualize the whole world. So it's very important to realize this pashet, this concept of spreading out, of sharing out the light of Mashiach. And Mashiach said he would only come, said to the Baal Shem Tov, whose Yotzai is on Shavuos. We get the opportunity, the light of the Baal Shem already right now in the sphere right where we're holding right now. We tune into the opportunity and we're going to get to Lag Bomer, we're going to get to Bar Yochai. But comes David HaMelech, comes the Baal Shem Tov, the light of Mashiach. This is the light that's available during these special weeks. It's an opportunity for us. Rabbi Akiva's light, the Mesiris Nefesh, the ability to devote ourselves to something bigger than ourselves, for a bigger light, for a bigger awareness, and to be able to bring that into our home, to bring that to our family, and to be blessed, to bring abundance to our family. Everyone help each other to become more abundant in their kindness and their giving and partnership. And please God, with all these kind of focuses of giving and caring and having empathy and sincerity and being truly authentic, not this like silly version that's online, but to be truly authentic. Not all the Ben Shapiro stuff he has to deal with, all the nonsense, but to be able to just tune into the real authentic reality, the inner level. So that as I even with Ben now, he's putting up Torah and he's starting to talk about the idea of prayer, and he's bit by bit, thank God, Rav Ephraim Goldberg is going to be there tonight, one of his Rabbonim. You see, he has more of a Torah influence these days, and it's coming out in his social media. And this is the opportunity for all of us together as a people and as a world, as an online community, to make this bigger. So thank you everyone for tuning. Keep showing the love. We appreciate it. And tuning in, we're going to hopefully give you that opportunity again next week. And if anyone wants to give any feedback or once again get hold of a free copy of this book, send me an email. If we get a bunch of emails, we'll work it out over many weeks. But it's up to you guys to bring Emunah Global. Thank you again. partner with MunaLive.com. Can't wait to hear from you. And over there, you'll be able to join our WhatsApp groups as well. Shouldn't forget, you have the opportunity there to get daily updates and leave feedback, share, put feedback underneath in descriptions. We appreciate it. We read it out. Keep sharing your questions and hopefully we'll get to them. And I can't wait to dance with all of us together. We'll see the pure nechama of Tchias HaMesim. Keitz Chai Yitzhak is the idea of resurrection. We'll see the resurrection, the awakening of all the souls who've gone through all the crazy things. They'll come back to the world, and that's the ultimate comfort when we'll be dancing with the Bais Shlishi, with the Third Temple, and Mashiach Sakeni. We have to always want this true reality. Rachamanu Yichazelanu Avodis Beis Amidah Shemcha B'mehevah Meneo Amesela. Thank you for joining us.